Kevin, thank you very much, and good morning, everyone. Our NFB president, Pam Yonke, with WTDY and Q106 Radio in Madison, Wisconsin, she first off wants to send her greetings. She wishes she could be here in person to greet you, but she wanted to make sure that I give a shout-out to all the Wisconsin cattlemen and cattlewomen who are here at this year's convention. So first off, let me thank each and every one of you who are attending this morning's session and the producer huddle. You have been our loyal listeners to the National Association of Farm Broadcasting, 146 farm broadcasters across the nation. Now, whether you're from the great state of Montana, through the Dakotas, Minnesota, Iowa, Illinois, Ohio, Florida, Texas, Oklahoma, Missouri, Nebraska, Colorado, my home state of Kansas, or any points in between, farm broadcasters are definitely working hard to provide all the news and all the events that are happening right here at this year's Cattle Industry Convention, or what's going on in those markets to those who are back at the ranch. As many in this area are excited for the big game, U.S. producers are wondering what 2009 holds for you. When you hear that fed cattle this week sold on Wednesday, yes, I think you know what that means. By the way, if you did not know, yesterday there were additional sales in the market, fed cattle market, 80 to 80 and a half in Kansas, 130 for dress sales in Nebraska, and $80 in Colorado. So let me ask, as you enter the field of play, how firm is your footing? Many of you have definitely found it to be a rough go. In this case, hopefully, say, like, not the Detroit Lions, or if you live in Kansas, our Kansas City Chiefs. So many of you have had to make tough choices, and there's probably more to come. I'll ask you another question. If you had the chance to avoid a 300-pound defensive lineman coming at you, would you do it? This is why the producer huddle will get you ready to develop the plan that will get you back into the big game. In football, of course, you need 11 players on offense and 11 players on defense to play as a team to be successful. Right now, the field conditions, they may be muddy, and they could get muddier in the future. But it's going to take each and every one of you to work as a team to turn it around. I can speak for my fellow farm broadcasters in saying that you're not only the best stewards of the land, you're also some of the toughest people around. Again, on behalf of the farm broadcasters here in Phoenix and those across the nation, thank you to the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, the Cattlemen's Beef Board, American National Cattlewoman, Cattle Facts, and the National Cattlemen's Foundation for being a part of our broadcast day. One final thing we'd like to do, of course, when you break a huddle, as you have seen not only in the pros but in college or maybe at your local high school, you usually hear them say, break, team, or whatever the case may be. So this is what we want to do. I'm going to count to three, and when I count to three, I want you all to say team. Okay? So here we go. Team on three. One, two, three.
Team.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much, and enjoy the rest of the session.